Richard and Mildred Loving got married in 1958, the year I was born. A few weeks later, the county sheriff broke down the door of their Virginia home and arrested them for miscegenation, marrying someone of another race, which was then illegal in Virginia and in 15 other states, including North Carolina. In 1967, I was 9 years old, growing up in Durham. That was the same year the Lovings won their court battle, challenging the constitutionality of laws banning interracial marriage. I did not know even 2 decades later how much of an impact it would have on my life. Even when it mattered to me very much what the Lovings accomplished, I never knew much about them until I saw the documentary, The Loving Story. Captured in grainy video, Mildred Loving is beautiful, even with curlers in her hair. She addresses the camera in her soft voice as she recounts her battle to return to Virginia where their families lived. They were exiled from Virginia after their trial, forbidden to reenter the state as a married couple. "It's not so much for Richard and me," she says of their legal battle. "We could go away. It's the principle. It's the law. I don't think it's right." Their attorneys realized the enormity of what they were doing, challenging what they called the most odious of segregation laws. One historian says, "Sex and love were what segregation was about all along." At one point in the documentary, a beautiful smile spreads across Mildred's face. "We will be helping a lot of people," she acknowledges. "I am one of those people. It never occurred to me I would fall in love with someone of another race. That was a line you simply didn't cross, or so I was taught, growing up in Durham. But you can't control who you love, and I love Herb. He's African American. There was no law preventing me from marrying him in 1996, only custom. But custom remains a formidable barrier to interracial relationships, even today. I was not exiled from my state, but I was exiled from my father's life and, I suppose, from his heart. He has not seen or spoken to me in 17 years. He has never met my husband nor our children. Though my mother and sisters welcomed my husband with love, I also met with rejection from many members of my extended family. I wasn't invited to family weddings or birthdays anymore. When my grandmother died, I went to her funeral alone. So you can understand why I roll my eyes when people talk about a post-racial society. Resistance to interracial relationships lingers stubbornly in American society as the last remaining color line. As recently as 2009, a justice of the peace in Louisiana refused to issue a marriage license to an interracial couple. In 2011, an Eastern Kentucky church voted to bar mixed-race couples from joining the congregation until a firestorm of criticism led them to reverse the decision. It was 2000, 4 years after my own marriage, when Alabama finally wiped the miscegenation law from its books. For me, it has become the litmus test of racism. I have seen so many people proclaim their acceptance of interracial relationships, but then run for the hills when it happens in their own families. What are you trying to prove? Are you just trying to make a point? All of us in mixed marriages have heard this. Anyone who believes that is the basis for interracial relationships should watch The Loving Story. The video and still photos so clearly portray two people dedicated to one another. They don't make angry proclamations or engage in firebrand oratory. Richard Loving shakes his head and shuns the microphone where reporters ask him questions. The one time he speaks out is when his lawyer, Bernard Cohen, asks if there's anything he wants to say to the U.S. Supreme Court. "Tell the court I love my wife," he said, "and it's unfair that I can't live with her in Virginia." That was it. He just wanted to live with the woman he loved in the land where they were born and raised. That's all anyone wants, to live in peace with the person he or she loves. I am profoundly grateful to the Lovings for enabling me to do so.